What's up, Street Talk, Street Cut, Street Vlogs?
Early morning talks.
Okay, I can tell. Sorry. Some thoughts. How Apple could save itself. It's like, come on, Tim Cook. Apple. It's not too late. You could save yourself. All right, so some simple thoughts. Definitely make like an iPhone mini titanium and have it lighter and thinner than the current iPhone normal one, right? So the goal is very, very simple for like, you know, tech people. Like, we have like infinite money, right? Like, we would be very happy to spend like $1,299 on like an iPhone mini titanium pro thing, right? And reduce. So nobody wants iPhone pro max, right? Just cut the max. Nobody likes it, right? Even the iPad pro, just reduce it. Like, nobody needs that super big screen. The 11 inch is perfect. Cut the iPad mini, nobody needs it. Cut the Vision Pro, it's, you know, it's like the new Newton, right? Like that. Yeah, cut it. And I think Apple needs to realize that by a factor of 1,000x, especially being here in Cambodia, right? The Archimedes lever is definitely the iPhone. Like, you have to make the iPhone insanely super effing phenomenal great again, right? Like, you still need people to rub one out at the Apple conference, right? And it's a simple thought because the reason why nobody wants a Vision, like, if someone gave me a Vision Pro, I won't even use it for free, right? Is that like everybody needs a phone for financial purposes and messaging now, especially being here in Cambodia. Everyone uses Telegram, ABA Pay, QR Pay, Code Pay, and etc., and Apple Pay. And like, nobody needs a watch. I mean, I guess you should just still have it because, you know, it's there, right? At least reduce the focus on the Apple. Like, does anyone really need, like, and at this point, you know, Apple, I mean, also the simple one is just integrate Bitcoin natively into iOS and then boom, Apple's gonna 1,000x itself, right? And I think maybe the future is iPhone. Apple should just focus on like being kind of like a financial gateway, a financial and also I mean, I think it already maybe has it, but like the ability for Apple iPhone users to intercommunicate with Android users. So for example, let's say I'm a 21-year-old young aspiring, you know, person in Phnom Penh, and let's say, you know, I want an iPhone, but all my friends and family are on Android, something else, right? So you want to give them an option to natively text message or communicate with people on Android, give them the blue bubbles. Telegram is like kind of amazing. Like, I mean, I don't even know if this is possible too, but like apparently being able to send files via thing, Telegram is very good. Also, understand too, I think this could be a good chance. Currently, there's lots of young people who have like an old iPhone and they have like some sort of mid-tier PC laptop. Like 80% of the developing world, right? So there needs to be an easier way for it to intercommunicate. Like, I mean, it's probably not possible, but like even being able, let's say I have an old iPhone, right? And I have a okay laptop, PC, right? An easy way for me to like airdrop files to, from my iPhone to my PC laptop. And it needs to be refocused. Like, for example, Apple is still trying to be like, oh yeah, go to college, get a Mac or something for whatever, right? I think Apple needs to reconsider education. I know for a while when Steve Jobs was alive, there was a focus on like university, Apple educate. Like, maybe Apple needs to put more efforts on like the Apple video education, the Apple TV. It should be more of an educational tool. And like, nobody wants to watch these Apple, like, Apple should, I mean, I guess they already have it, right? But they should like axe 90% of the effort made into these subpar movies and films and shows and stuff like that. Like, nobody cares. I mean, the only ones they should promote and just have it open and free is, like, you know, just hire Eric Kim, just email me, eric@erickim.com, I'll help you out. Like, you know, if there was, like, a Eric Kim, Anthony Bourdain, like, show where I travel to, you know, Tokyo or Gangnam or Phnom Penh, I'm shooting iPhone street photography, whatever, right? And then using that as a marketing material. And yeah, so I think in this world, there is not a shortage of money. There is a shortage of time, effort, and energy. And so it seems, yeah, like the very, very simple way is to just consolidate your forces, focus on the Archimedes lever, which is iPhone.